Welcome to Pros and Cons, a show about a variety of topics. I'm Jack.
And I'm Kev.
Let's talk about role models.
It's one of those things that I feel like I used to hear more as a kid.
What, do you think it's more meant for kids?
For sure. Like, when it comes to my mind, yeah, it's like for kids. Every kid is a fan of something, whether it's Spider-Man, an athlete, kind of want them to be a quote-unquote good role model. That's a good example. So I do think it's better used for kids or more often used when speaking to a kid or about a kid or whatever it is. But I do think it's something that I think is acceptable for everyone to have, no matter what age you are. If anything, with age, your role models should also age. Like, you have the same role model. Let's say, I'll use right now, maybe we could get into it later, but like Derek Jeter, right? He was already older than me when I was a kid. Obviously, if he continues being like my main role model, he'll be aging with me, kind of thing. So that's like acceptable. It's like a dad, you know. Put it this way, I just don't think, like, if you're 30, you can't have a role model that's like 25. I'm not saying that person isn't wise or you can't learn from them, but what you telling me, young boy or young lady? You know, it don't matter who it is, but like, that's just how I see it. So I think everyone can have one. But yeah, those are like my instant views on role models. I don't know how you feel about the whole label.
Well, what do you think about the difference between being inspired by someone versus having them as a role model? Where's that separation or difference for you? Because I feel like that plays a role in what you're saying.
Maybe I just don't know what that is. Like, I almost see it as it goes hand in hand.
But you could be inspired by someone without them being a role model for you.
That's true. I mean, inspiration, I guess, is like one of the things. I feel like, if anything, to me, more importantly, is like how to carry yourself and go about life like that person, a way of thinking in whatever situation or however you want to push whatever you're getting to.
Inspiration has a wider net of people, at least for me, who I can pick and choose like little things like, oh, I'm inspired by how they do this or the way they do that. Where role models, I guess I view more as a whole person, at least maybe not like every aspect of them, but let's say, for example, someone like Tyler, the Creator, who I would say has been like a role model in a way, at least like maybe the closest version to that for me. And with him, it's not just like one thing. What makes him kind of a role model in that way, or at the very least like a big inspiration, is the fact that he does a bunch of different things creatively.
Right.
And we're still kind of looking at that through like a more specific way in terms of him as an artist. And maybe some of his personality stuff too, but I feel like whether it's someone like him or Donald Glover, it's that they do these different things. And let's say for us, that's showing that that can be done, that your ideas can go across all these different mediums and outlets. So I feel like that's kind of how I think about it these days. But at the same time, you have people, for example, like Kanye, who maybe we used to think that about, who is also very versatile creatively, or used to be. But then you also get into questions like separating art from the artist with someone like Kanye, who went kind of off the deep end, in my opinion. I wouldn't say I considered him a role model before, but just to use him as an example, not only do I not even consider myself a fan of him at this point, but I haven't even listened to any of his albums since Life of Pablo, and he's kind of more on the extreme side in that way. But I guess in terms of role models and art versus the artist and stuff, when you're thinking about people you, I don't even want to say look up to, because I think that's another thing, like, do you consider yourself on the same plane as them or look up to them, and the difference is there?
I don't look up to anyone but God. No, I'm joking.
People who, let's say, you admire or respect, how do you think about personal views or expressions in that way compared to art or what they create? Or, I mean, we could get into athletes too, but let's stick with art for now.
I don't think I struggle with separating the artist from the art, if I'm being honest. Your boy still listens to Michael Jackson, one of the greatest of all time. R. Kelly got some bangers. He's doing time. Kanye's still Kanye, some of my favorite songs all time. I also really haven't listened. I did listen to Donda, but to me, I didn't stop listening to Kanye, for example, because of his views and the outrage and the controversies. I could care less about that. To me, the music just got trashed. And part of it could have been the mental health and how he was carrying himself and the stuff he was getting into. At the same time, he was being annoying, which made it easier not to listen to the music. But I can for sure separate the artist from the art, consume it. If it's like, for example, Kanye being crazy, but he writes like this great love song R&B album, that has nothing to do with how he feels about politics and how he feels about presidents and how he feels about the music industry. So that's what I mean by like, I can separate it if it has nothing to do with it.
But what if Kanye came out and said, fuck the DR, fuck all the Dominicans and all this shit? Would you still feel the same?
Probably not, but I don't know like if he'd believe it. I know it's different, but like I know Kanye has houses in DR supposedly and shit like that. So it's one of those like, I'd probably bat it off like, I think he's just going through an episode kind of thing.
Let's say aside from Kanye, just some random artist.
Yeah, I don't think it's that different. I think everyone's entitled to like their opinion. And if you make a cool shirt and I like it, probably still wear it.
Is there a certain line for you that someone would cross?
If you talk bad about like my direct family, Ice Spice, and I don't know, my girl, my wife, something like that, then maybe I'd take it more serious. And like, obviously, wouldn't separate the art from the artist. I'd be petty and like stop listening or stop wearing, stop buying, whatever it is. But yeah, I think this is gonna sound fucked up, but at least with like artists and shit like that, I don't see artists as like necessarily fully normal people. They almost feel like they have to say shit, or like they feel entitled to say some shit that like no one really gives a fuck about. Like, I truly don't care what Kanye says. It doesn't matter. I think that's why I'm able to separate it, but it's not that I don't understand why someone wouldn't be able to do that.
In this case, we're talking about musicians, and to me, a lot of the musicians we like get very personal sometimes in their music, and we also like their personas and hearing interviews with them and all that stuff, where at least how I consume it, it feels like very personal in that way. So I feel like that is part of what makes it harder to separate for me. I also think there's a difference between someone's opinion that I disagree with versus, I don't want to keep dwelling on Kanye, but let's say with him, the anti-Semitism stuff can have actual consequences where it's not just an opinion that someone has and like can be dangerous to spread those things. So I feel like there's certain lines that can be crossed versus just having an opinion. I don't think, though, that artists should necessarily be role models. And even there have been artists who have rapped, sung about this kind of stuff. Like, Tyler had a line on Goblin back when he was first coming up, like, I'm not a role model, I'm a 19-year-old emotional roller coaster. And Bad Bunny on his intro on his latest album, the whole thing is basically him right away saying like, don't look at me as a role model, I didn't ask for this, I just live my life, do what I want, like that kind of stuff. And I don't know, I think there's like a larger thing too of how we look at celebrities and artists and all that stuff in terms of how we like idolize them that can be bad. What do you think in general about that in terms of like, should artists be considered role models or not? Do they even have a choice?
It's difficult because it almost feels like to be a role model, you should like apply for something and you get like a license for it. Like, oh, you a certified role model. Like, people could look up to you now. You passed the test with a 98. It should be something like that. Looking at it from like a, let's say, a parent's perspective kind of thing, you'd obviously want your kid to look up to someone that passes your role model test.
Role model is so subjective too.
Right.
There's always going to be like, what type of role model? If we're talking only about kids, obviously that's different.
Exactly. It depends what you are getting out of this. Like, why is this person your role model? Because for example, like if my future kid is like, yeah, like my role model really is Kanye, I'm like, ask him, why is he that person to you? And they give you like true solid, you know, like, oh, he's a creative, like he made his clothing line and I like that. You know how like sneakers were like selling out and like he made them like accessible to everyone and like for not as expensive as the Virgil ones are going for. He says that and I'd be like, oh shit, it's true. It's not because he's crazy and like you said, oh yeah, he takes flights and his girlfriend's like half naked. Like, he's not saying shit like that, you know? What I'm trying to say is like, you could find the good in everyone kind of thing. I don't know that that is the sole reason. Obviously, like I said earlier, I think like how they carry themselves is also like a big part of it. I mean, I'll say Derek Jeter because I mentioned him earlier. Like, I kind of weirdly do look up to him, do like how he carried himself. He was like the boring Yankee kind of thing. Like, he knew how to answer every question. Like, he wasn't going to get his boy in trouble just because you're trying to get info out of me kind of thing. His life was private. I'm kind of like that. He seems happy. He's like a girl dad. The videos are starting to come out that he's like painting his nails and being like this great dad. Feel the same, like, damn, I kind of would like to be like that in the future. My business aside, my relationships this way, I have my kids this way, I'm a good successful businessman. He found some way somehow how to become a president of a baseball team, like shit like that. It's all inspirational, like after like a successful career, to the point where I'm like, yo, Jeter, on top of being like one of the great athletes, like there's a lot of little things you can take from him. Like, he knows how to answer shit, he doesn't get in trouble just for clicks or likes. How people carry themselves, I think, is super important. And even if your future kid does tell you the Kanye and the reasons and they're all valid, I don't know that that would like pass the test. So I guess I do agree with you in that. Like, I don't know that artists should be that unless they do pass that future role model license test that I think many people should have.
Yeah, I think Jeter is a good example. And I remember even when that recent docuseries came out on him, being like a reminder of that, of just how well he carried himself through everything, right, especially like in that context with the Yankees and being crazy for media and everything. And even, for example, we do a podcast on Shohei Ohtani, and he's kind of similar in a sense in terms of he likes to be very private too and just kind of goes about his business, mm-hmm, very polite. Like, you never hear anything bad about Ohtani in that way. I feel like he for sure could pass the role model test on that side. But there's also questions of like other athletes, like Marcus Stroman is coming to the Yankees and he's had off the field issues and trash talked a lot and a whole bunch of stuff. Like, if you were a dad, would you want him to be a role model player for your son to look up to, or daughter, or whoever? Do you think in sports in general, and we'll kind of circle back to art, but staying on sports for a sec, do you think athletes should be held to that standard?
Yeah, I think it matters. Maybe not as much as the artist one. Like you mentioned, Marcus Stroman, known as a hothead. He has like that trash talk, that fire. Like, if that's what you need to like pump you up to get a strikeout on the next batter, do it. And if my kid is like, yeah, I like the fire that Marcus Stroman plays with, that intensity, and like that's what drives him to be a better pitcher, do it. I wish you were more like Jeter, but I'm not gonna hate on it. I see sports just slightly different because like a competition, and when it comes to like on the field, I feel like it's okay to have some of the things that some people may see as negative, but some people may see as a positive. Bat flips and stuff is almost the same thing. Do you want your kid doing back flips and that's like his showboating and looks cool and the swag, but then some other people would be like, yo, that's trash, that's not good for the game. I feel like in sport it's slightly different because of that. Like, everyone kind of has the things they like and don't like. It's still subjective, it's all kind of the same shit. But
I mean, I think the stuff like bat flips and fire on the mound, I feel like that all plays into the sport, and I do think there is a role model aspect that comes into it. But do you think that there's any lines in terms of the off the field stuff that cross it for you? Like, let's say, for example, there have been players like Aroldis Chapman and Domingo Germán, mm-hmm, who have like domestic violence stuff, or even Trevor Bauer right now is trying to come back after his whole fiasco.
Those make it more difficult for sure. One of the like main things you learn as a kid, don't hit women. I mean, don't hit anyone, obviously, but don't hit women and protect kids by all means. So that for sure would like, it will taint it. Again, you could still find the good. Like, yo, Aroldis Chapman's mechanics and like his fierceness and the sweat and the smile and the mound, like, I want to pitch like him. Let's say your kid or the kid you're coaching, whatever it is. Let's say he possibly doesn't even know exactly what's going on at home and like all the controversy. It's just he sees the player for the player. And you can see that. I'm not saying it's okay, but I think it's like passable kind of thing. I don't know. My solution around that would be like, hey, maybe not Aroldis Chapman, but here, look at this Andrew Miller tape. He's a good lefty pitcher too. Get some pointers from him kind of thing. Like, he'll try to guide it.
I feel like we've gone down this rabbit hole unintentionally of like from the kid perspective, like if you had a kid. And I feel like in sports, sure, you could say like the kid isn't necessarily aware of, let's say, the off the field situations and they might just be liking the athlete for the athlete. I'm sure there were athletes when we were younger who we liked who we didn't realize bad shit they were doing. But at the same time, I'm also trying to think about it from our perspective now. The athlete isn't personal in the same way that a musician is, but there's still certain lines you cross where it's like, I don't want Trevor Bauer playing in baseball. I don't feel like he deserves that. And when the Yankees had Chapman and Herman, it was like, I really don't want to root for them. I don't like that they're on the team. And so I feel like in sports, there is more separation in a way, but at the same time, especially when you cross certain lines, it just goes over the top.
In baseball, like the steroids era, I don't know how you feel, but I'm cool with Barry Bonds being in the Hall of Fame. Again, that gets into the role models and how he did it, how he got there. He's still talented. The swing's still there, but...
Well, I think the Hall of Fame, to me, we're just focusing on baseball here, should tell the history of the sport. To not have the steroids guys there and remove this whole era, it's just pretending like it didn't happen and not acknowledging that. I think you can have them in there and mention the steroid stuff. Like, that's learning about what happened in the game. At the same time, you also have stuff with the Hall of Fame with guys like Curt Schilling, who are total assholes, and people don't want to vote them in. And the Hall of Fame themselves are very vague on, like, what that line is on how voters should treat personality off the field stuff. But a lot of writers, at least when it's extreme, take that into account, at least to a degree. And off the field stuff, for a positive, can also come into play. Like Joe Mauer, who just got voted in, I heard a bunch of stuff like, oh, he was such a nice guy, he was so great to the community, all these things. So it can work both ways too.
Yeah, it's funny because now as you were talking about that, I was thinking like, damn, it's almost like if baseball Hall of Fame writers or whoever's in charge built in that test, that role model test, like, are you good to pass or not? It's not a standardized test. It's kind of everyone has their opinion kind of test, but it's something that you have to pass and people have to like you or have some things on your resume or not. It's like an interesting way to look at this whole conversation through like the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
And just to transition back from sports to art, I know you're a big Taylor Swift hater. I'm not a fan myself. She's the biggest musician in the world. What do you think of her as a role model?
If anything, it's truly inspirational that someone that I don't fully see their talent has made it that far. You know what I mean? It makes everything feel possible. In terms of like artists, it's easy, or even athletes, like it's easy for me to compare. And although she might have a better voice than Tyler, I feel like Tyler's way more talented than Taylor Swift, but at least their bank accounts are very different, I'm sure. Tyler got money, but I don't know that he has Taylor Swift money. Private jet money to and from football games.
I mean, even the private jet thing is something that she's gotten a lot of criticism for lately. And not only her, a bunch of celebrities too. But then you also have things like Taylor specifically, right? She has this army of fans, the Swifties. And she's not the only one, like the Beehive and all these others that are out there, BTS army. Do you think that comes with responsibility? And like, to what degree?
I think at a point, it almost starts to feel like cultish. Like, there's no reason you should be that much of a fan. That's not even role model. You're being like a true fanatic, dangerously.
Obsessive.
Obsessive, yeah, exactly. Like, sending death threats to people that hate on your favorite artist kind of thing. That's almost like a whole different monster in a way that, yeah, I think artists should be more careful or wary or send warnings or talk about it more, but... Some people like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and stuff like that have insane amount of power. They can literally probably tell their fans, like, yo, everyone Venmo a dollar to this and get who knows how much money kind of thing.
Going off that too, something else that Taylor has been criticized for lately, and other bigger artists as well, is not saying shit about what's happening to Gaza and to Palestinians. And in that same way, like, if the Swifties or BTS Army or any of these that have this like insane power that, like you said, is kind of scary and like obsessive and weird, but do you think they have a responsibility to use that for good in a way? Or like, obviously good is subjective, but in this case, let's say for humanity's sake and for like an extremely dire circumstance, what do you think about the artist's responsibility in those kinds of situations?
Not very easy to answer, only because all these things happen and have two sides. And I think it's the reason why they shouldn't be responsible for it. I guess I'll say it as in, like, what if she did start tweeting, messaging, or saying, or goes in an interview and says something, but she happens to stand with Israel? And it's like, again, it's part of the scary part. Like, I could see the good, but it is only if it's for the side that you agree is good. Sometimes I feel like the better thing to do is to not speak on it. In this example, let's say Taylor Swift is saying pro-Israel, whatever kind of thing. It is better if she just shut the fuck up, don't say anything kind of thing.
I fully get where you're coming from, and it could in some ways make things worse maybe. But I think saying nothing is just as much a stance as taking a side.
For sure.
So I feel like that silence can be complicity. Not saying anything, yeah, I wouldn't say that's like not getting involved, because that's still, you're deciding to be silent.
No, yeah, for sure. Sometimes the silent is enough, or like you kind of know where they stand or what they prioritize. Like, oh, the money's more important to me than people or whatever it is, or the country or this situation. Whoever's not speaking on it, she might even be pro-Palestine or whatever, but it could still take money from the other side or lose some deals on this side or whatever. And you could kind of see what other people prioritize or like care about kind of thing.
In terms of prioritize, which I think is a good word, even again, let's say in this case, people who are speaking up for Palestinians are getting criticized by a lot of people, even though to me, mm-hmm. it's undeniably the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that's subjective, even though I feel like it should be obvious again, but you have someone like Melissa Barrera who has spoken up about it and got fired from the upcoming Scream movie, and her agency was considering firing her for a post she made about UNRWA for aid to get into Gaza. If someone is afraid to speak out because of how it'll hurt their career or afraid of backlash or something, how do you feel about that?
Just to round it up again, if you're a parent that's the role model, it could be one of the things why they failed the test. Didn't stand up when it mattered.
Do you think it's harder or easier for a new artist to take that quote-unquote risk? Or like how that responsibility or situation differs, because for example, at Camp Flogna, there was a newer artist, Red Veil, who at the end of his set had like a whole thing on the screen of like all these children under 4 in Gaza who had died, and he was speaking out about it, and there was a website on the screen for like a ceasefire and stuff, and he's like a newer artist, so you could say, oh yeah, like he's risking building his fan base or future opportunities. But you could also say for an established artist, oh, like they're risking the security they have. Who's actually in a harder position in that way? Does it even matter? How do you view those two in that situation?
That's interesting. Never really gave this much thought, but I would think that it's easier for newer artists. If anything, you can, I'm not saying that this is the only reason they're doing it, but it can even be a career propeller kind of thing. A good example would be you sent me, like this comedian, right?
Mm-hmm.
That has like this set, and how he's promoting it is like with topics of what's going on in Gaza and whatnot. And it's one of those where like, if he didn't market it this way, I probably wouldn't have known of him, at least not for now. Like maybe I could have heard his name 2 years from now. So with this example, I feel like it's easier for a young person because of things like that, but also just like you have less things to worry about, less deals you've worked out, less people you're quote unquote afraid of. Way smaller platform, way less reach, less to worry about, I guess, less to lose.
I do think in terms of the audience, it can set the tone of like, if you're gonna be a fan of me and follow me as I hopefully grow, these are the types of people I want. Or at least like, this is where I stand. And if you want to be a fan of me, like this is what I believe in. And I think even in terms of future deals, if you truly are standing on business, you don't want to work with people who are against that anyway, even if it might harm you financially or your career might not move as fast. If you truly want to stick to those values, then I feel like it makes sense to do. I think if you're a bigger artist, you for sure risk losing a portion of your fan base. And for some artists, they just want to make their money and keep reaching as many people as possible. To me, one of the benefits of being an artist is that you have that expression and that freedom to voice your opinions. So I feel like, you know, we're talking about athletes and et cetera. If anyone, artists should be the most vocal about those opinions. But yeah, I feel like we've kind of covered this a bit.
I mean, we brought up parents and stuff earlier, and it's funny because like a lot of people say their parents are the role models. I could say the same. The way my dad is like of service to others kind of thing. He like truly inconveniences his life to like help other people. And the same shit with my mom. How my mom carries herself and how she like goes about problems or solving problems or things that you may think are problems. She doesn't see them as that kind of thing. Like, I like that from her. And it's where I get like the people say it's like a I don't give a fuck kind of thing. I see it more as like a stay calm no matter what. Also got that from Jeter, I guess, you know what I mean? And I see it in you and your mom and her journalism and your love for like writing and covering and being detail oriented and same shit with your dad. Like, your dad handles shit, and we all have like a little bit of those things from our parents that we can easily call them our role models. And in a way, maybe that's why they get mad kind of thing. Like, yo, that's really your role model? It should be me.
Beautifully said. In terms of other role models, I feel like teachers, for example, always get that praise of like, teachers should be more role models. They should be paid more. We did the episode on journalism recently, like a true journalist who is objective and seeking out the truth and putting that to the public, if they're doing their job right, can be a role model. And we've seen that in Gaza. But also just as we're talking about speaking out, organizers or the people who are super vocal and going like an extra level with the dedication on that, I feel like also are role models in that way too, in terms of how hard they fight for it. So yeah, role models overall, it's just human nature that there's people who you look up to, or especially as a kid, who you kind of take things from. There are like good examples out there and we can learn from them. And we had Derek Jeter, like you mentioned, and even still to this day is providing a reference point. I think the con can be, even like you were saying with the obsessive fans, when it just becomes too over the top, or when you look up to someone so much that you don't become your own person or form your own views or anything like that. I think there should always be like some kind of distance there too. So I feel like idolizing and all that, I'd put as a con. But if it's just role models in terms of carrying yourself and things like that, or people like Tyler inspiring us to make all these different types of creative projects and thinking that's possible and all that stuff, there are pros in there too.
It's a tricky one for sure. Weirdly subjective as well. A role model that's yours could be someone I'm like, ugh. But yeah, it's all about like the positive, the good, the inspiration that you are getting that actually matters. And I do think it's something we will always have. It's how we look for guidance in a way, career-wise, mental health, whatever it is. It's hard to con it. Even though there's a lot of bad, like we said, say it's a solid pro for me.
That wraps it up for this episode of Pros and Cons. I'm Jack. You can find me at JackBloomSummer, Summer with an O, on everything.
And I'm Kev. You can find me at same old Kev pretty much everywhere. Shout out J. Cole. No role models.